This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian from New York.
And Rich Baum from beautiful Sacramento, California.
And thank you all for tuning in for another fantastic episode. And as we always do, Rich, everything is beautiful over there, it sounds like. So, yeah,
and you know, we need a fake crowd, a crowd in a can to go, yeah, welcome to Shooting Spaces. No, I just want to say everything is great. Been busy, a lot of things going on. And the weather is absolutely beautiful, but now we're over 100 degrees. So from from April, May till August, September, it's going to be 100 degrees. But I got a nice pool in my backyard.
But you don't have the humidity. It's like it's a little drier, isn't it?
If you want to justify it better for that, that'd be fine. But 110 degrees is still 110. Now, you're right. It's not so bad. I won't complain. So what is going on with you?
No, same. It's been really, really busy. Can't stop. We don't have 110 degrees here, nor 100.
Not yet.
But in New York, with the humidity and the exhaust from the cars, I don't think I want 100 degrees. Oof.
But it must have been great with no traffic the last few months with that COVID thing going on, huh?
You know, it's funny because, you know, once they put everything into place, I actually got a waiver and I got approved as essential in New York. So I was really busy. And I used to make it from my town to Midtown Manhattan, which on a normal situation is an hour and a half in like 35, 40 minutes. And I was like, well, I guess, you know, there's one positive if you want to look at it that way from this is I was making it into my shoots in record time. And I actually didn't mind, you know, before this, as you know, I spoke about taking the train into Manhattan all the time when I shoot there because you can't drive. But obviously, I'm not taking the train. Still not taking the train yet. So
oh, you can't drive. You couldn't drive there.
No, in general, I would always take a train before this happened to the city. Because I don't want to spend an hour and a half, an hour 45 minutes in the car. But now I don't want to take a train, so I was driving in and I was making it in 45 minutes. You know, 30 to 45 minutes. It's been great. So
awesome.
Anyhow, I also saw you had the webinar a couple of weeks ago with Zach from Cloud Pano.
Yeah, we did a little just getting people jazzed about doing 360s. You know, so it's a big thing right now.
I think you're doing some more stuff with him in the future, right? Webinars or tutorials or some other stuff coming up.
Yeah, we got some great things going on. And I want to thank Zach and Cloud Pano for sponsoring this podcast. And we're having a great time. And I just want people to know a great way to add revenue to your business is to add 360 virtual tours. And I have found that Cloud Pano to be my choice for a great look while being fast and easy to navigate. And all of our listeners can get started for only $1. And try out Cloud Pano Plus, Pro Plus, and the revenue in your business and continue doing what you like and what you love. So go to shootingspaces.net/CloudPano and start your $1 trial on Cloud Pano Pro Plus today. So that's our intro for Cloud Pano. And I've been loving the 360s and my clients have been loving them too. So I'm really excited about it.
Sure. For a dollar, we have to convince our guest if he doesn't yet to start using Cloud Pano. But let's get right into that because Rich, do you want to introduce our guest today?
I do because it was my dream. No, I had a dream. No, I have a friend. I have a friend and I call him a friend because we've actually met. We met in Vegas last year, but I've known this person for 5 years, I think. And he came to me at the very beginning of his career, getting into the real estate photography business. And he came to me and asked for help. And he was one of my first, not a coaching student, but a coaching subject or student, but a person that was really looking for mentorship and just to get started. And I've always looked to him as my benchmark, as where we all want to be going, not only getting new into the business, but having a family, doing all kinds of stuff. So I just want to introduce Nima Mohammadi. And Nima Mohammadi say hi to Nima. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. And before we start, where are you located and what is your website? So people that are watching this, or if you're listening too, you can just pull up his website and get a little better idea of who this guy is.
Sure. I'm in state of Maryland. My website is nimamohammadi.com. And pretty much that's it. Thanks for having me.
And Instagram is what?
Instagram is Nima Mohammadi Photography, Nima.Mohammadi Photography.
Good, good, good. And
cool. We'll post links in the show notes anyway to your links.
Yeah, and you're doing the full real estate package, and you've...
I do mainly real estate photography. I don't offer video, but the rest of the stuff, you know, aerial, 3D tour, and all this kind of stuff,
So you jumped on the 3D bandwagon, huh?
I actually did that one in October 2018.
Great.
So, yeah.
When you say 3D, I'm looking at your website. You offer iGuide, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Cool. Yeah, we love the guys at iGuide. They're also sponsors with us. Great bunch of guys there. And Nima, like Rich, Rich's sentiments early, it was awesome hanging out with you and meeting you in Vegas. I know we shared a couple meals together and just chatting shop. But let's I guess take it all the way back to, you know, Rich said, I think you've been doing this for 5 years, but you're not native to the US. So where do you come from originally? Where's your background? And, you know, coming over here, because I think that's a big part of the story Rich and I were talking about was, you know, how you immigrated here and then started the business and how you've been successful. So why don't we go all the way back to where you're from originally and a little bit of that backstory.
I came to U.S. from Iran. I'm originally from Iran. So I came to U.S. back in June 2001. And with my wife at that time pregnant with our first child. And I sold everything that we had. Close to $21,000 was everything I have when I come here. So it's all started from there. And... So,
were you a photographer in Iran?
No, I was civil engineer back home. I was graduate 4 years prior us to come here, and but I never used my degree here. You know, we didn't get a chance.
And what made you want to get into photography, or especially real estate photography? What sparked that?
It's funny a story. Back in 2010, I get my real estate license. I was part-time real estate agent up to 2016. At the end of 2014, I was working as a buyer agent in the team and no background in photography whatsoever. All I had was a point and shoot Nikon P7000, I guess, something like that, that I barely could use even in the auto mode. So one day they asked me if I have a camera and I can shoot a house. And I said, sure, how hard it could be. And I start searching online. Of course, I come up with the HDR, handheld, no tripod. You can imagine what kind of result. I mean, I can't even look at those pictures without heartburn or getting a headache. But anyway, it all started from there. They liked the photos, and one agent to another agent, and before you know, by the end of the year, I shot 70 houses on my first year, HDR handheld with a point and shoot. That's how I started.
Were you shooting, were you shooting brackets handheld? Was that?
Yes, holding my breath. Again, I didn't know what I was doing. Market pay for that at that time, and I told myself there's a need here. If people pay for this junk that I'm delivering right now, that means it's a bigger market. So let me get into the photography and learn everything. I came across Serge Romeli, and I purchased all the tutorial that he has to start learning basic of photography, everything from the A to Z. And then I bought my first DSLR, which was Nikon D7100. I bought a tripod this time. And my photos get a little bit better. It's still not to the point that I can't show it to anybody, but I was brave enough to post it on Facebook group one day, my top five photos, and they crushed me like a cockroach. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, I can name Sam Chen here. If you listen, Sam Chen was one of them, that, which I respect a lot.
And he was brutal to you?
Oh, it was in a funny way. I left Facebook for about 7-8 days. I couldn't even go back. I was devastated. They were right. I mean, it was a bunch of junk that I post over there.
You know, but I think things like that, they'll humble you and just make you better. You know, I've told the story when I started my coaching, not me coaching other people, when I started coaching from Tony Colangelo, and, you know, I thought my work was doing great, and he just made me feel like a complete piece of shit for the work I was putting out there. But I think that helped. I think in the long run, you know, it kind of humbles you and, you know, puts you back down on earth and realize, wow, I have a lot to learn and I really have to go study and get better.
So, exactly. So yeah. After that, I was thinking to myself that, oh, you got two choices. You can be a sore loser, quit, and never post anything, or you can ask for the help from people that you like your photo to be like them. So I started searching. I came across the Rich Baum tutorial, Nathan Cool tutorial, and start, you know, watching them every single night. So I reach out to Rich and I said, I need help. He took my not so good photo to the next level, and we go from there. The rest is history. So
today, tell us that history. You've went, okay, your first year you said you shot 70 houses.
Uh-huh.
What, how did it go?
That was 2016.
That was 2015. I shot 70 houses. The next year, I think it was 125. Then I switched to flash ambient instead of HDR, and it went to 375 that year. So I noticed that, okay, this is the way to do it. So I have to make sure that I take care of quality of work, so to speak, and listen to the market, see what they need, and provide that service. From 375, we went to 575, and last year I did 850 houses.
Hmm. And you attribute that to, I mean, you attribute, because somebody recently asked, why should I use lights? And I said, because your work will be better. It will be truer colors, but your business will be better. So do you attribute that your business is directly associated with moving to lights?
Of course. But I mean, agents, not that they don't know anything about it. They can tell you why they like that photo better, but that's enough. If they know that they like this photo better than the other one, that's enough for you to get their business. But again, I was super patient. I was listening to the market, looking for what they actually need in the market, and try to come up with a solution to do that. I ask a lot of agents. I use my connection and sit down and talk to them, and I ask them, okay, what is important to you? And to be honest with you, quality of work was number 4 or 5 in their list. So that rang the bell a little bit. And I said, what's the number one? Say, we want to make sure that it's super easy to book. And I said, done. I set up an online booking system so they don't have to call me. They just go over there on my website. They have access to my calendar for the next 45 days. They can pick any time, any day. That's all. I said, what's the next one? He said, we need a picture the next morning. I said, okay, then if that's important, then I have to work every night until 12 o'clock, which I did for about 9 months, 10 months. I was working until 1 o'clock, tried to edit everything because I wasn't good and fast enough in Photoshop. But then I come up with another solution for that. And I said, okay, outsourcing is another thing. With the number of work that I'm doing, is doesn't make sense for me to sit down and edit every single photos, So I said, I need somebody to do editing for me while I'm on sleep. So in the morning when I wake up, everything is ready. It was super hard to train the editor, but I finally find two or three group of people that I can distribute my photos to. And it is a constant battle because you got to keep watching them to make sure they deliver what people know your work looks like. But that was the second part. And of course, quality of work comes to the number three or four or five, I can't remember. But they didn't have any issue with that. But again, my base business was based on serving them instead of thinking about the money. I get charged. I get paid anyway, but wasn't number one for me. So I tried to solve their issue that they have with the other people, and it worked out fine. I mean, it was a good year last year, and I'm sure this year is going to be better.
Well, let me ask you, 850 or so houses shot last year, which is mind blowing to me. Do you have a team, or did you shoot all those yourself?
Well, if you remember about a year and a half ago, I asked about who should I hire? Should I hire admin from you guys?
Yes, it was an ask the guys question, correct?
Sure. Yeah, that was the point that I reached my limit, and I said, "Oh my God, I can't do more than this alone." So. It was at that time that I first had my editor outsource my editing, which was a big help. It freed my time in the afternoon so I can spend with the family. I could shoot more because I have a help on that end. Then it comes to the point that my schedule get booked and booked about a week, 10 days, and I shoot five houses a day. And I work 6 days a week. So you can imagine the agent frustration. So it was at that time that I said, okay, now I need a helper. So I is technically a subcontractor kind of deal, but I train my photographer to shoot the same way, use the same exact equipment. I told him that if you want to work with me, that's equipment, because if you lose your flash, I can provide that one for you with a phone call. Or if you lose your lens or you break your camera, I have a backup that I can give it to you. So you don't come from Canon to Nikon and you don't know what's going on. But it works out fine. I mean, he's part-time and he did close to, I would say, 80 to 100 house for me last year. But mainly, I'm still doing most of it myself.
No, but that's good, because I think you're taking the first step in two things. Number one, scaling your business. And number two, being able to scale your business while freeing up your time, which is to do those two things at the same time, where you're giving yourself time back and your business is scaling. I mean, that's the dream right there. Sure. So, you know, you sound like you're on your way to doing that. And I guess it's a scale or a balance. The more and more you can start pushing to them, you know, you're still making money and you're able to take that many more jobs. And, you know, like you said, you can get home at 5 o'clock or 6.
Yeah, you don't want to shoot, I mean, five houses a day until, you know, in 10 years. That's a reality. So I set up a goal. I said, I'm going to build a team little by little. So let's say in 5 years, I pick and choose who I want to work and what I'm going to shoot. But at the same time, I build a machine that generates income. And at the same time, I control everything. But, I mean, I don't have to work as hard as first 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan.
Well, what you just said reminds me of what a buddy of ours, Matt Stallone, told, you know, essentially does, who we, you know, we all hung out with him at the Vegas conference, where he built himself a team. And now for him to come out to a shoot, he charges a premium. And then he has his guys go out and shoot everything else, which, I mean, I don't know if that's your goal, but it's a great setup, because then you're making more money. Your name is on the business. So if somebody wants to hire you and have you come out, you're charging a little more for that. But if they don't want to pay that extra, they know that at least somebody's going to come out that trained under you, that you work with, that you sat there and taught how to do it, and they know that they're still going to get a quality job. So
sure. Absolutely.
And you said you're adding things on. And one thing I wanted to talk about when we brought you, when I was thinking about who to have on, something extra that you provide that would be interesting for our listeners. And I want to just bring up, you reached out to me asking me about how do you shoot headshots? And I know from a while ago, you started adding headshots to your things you can do. And then you also took a workshop from one of the top headshot photographers in the world. So who'd you, what made you bring that up? And how's that, who was the workshop from? And how long did it take you to get good? And are you happy with it? Are you doing really well with the headshots?
I mean, I'm sure everybody who shot real estate have at least half of those agents reach out to them and say, do you do headshot? Mm-hmm. And it happened to me in the first 2 years, and I told them no, because I wasn't confident enough. I didn't know. I was just real estate, so I didn't want to just branch into the different stuff. And mainly, I wasn't confident enough. Then in my third year, I think, or it was beginning of the fourth year, they asked too many times, and I said, I'm losing business here. How hard it can be. So I start practicing with my kids, my wife, myself, and I didn't get the result that I want. Something was missing. So I start searching online about headshot, and you can Google headshot and didn't come up with the Peter Hurley name. I mean, that guy owns headshot, I guess. So I come up with...
Rich, have I ever told you the Peter Hurley story? I don't know if I told you this, Nima, but I used to do retouching for Peter Hurley.
No way.
Years ago, back in 2005, 6, when I used to work as a retoucher at a design studio in New York City. And the design house I used to work for was a print lab at the time, where they did prints for actors and headshots for actors and comp cards for models. And Peter Hurley used to send all his work into our shop. So, and all his clients to print at our shop. The company at the time was, well, I think they're still around. They're called Reproductions. And I was the first retoucher there when we went over to digital. And Peter literally used to come in and sit next to me, like right here, and would just watch me on my tablet retouching his pictures. I mean, he wasn't the Peter Hurley that we know now at the time. You know, he was a little bit earlier in his career, but I used to literally sit with him side by side and do retouching on his images.
In New York? Was he from New York?
Right in Manhattan. Yep.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to the workshop, Nima? Did you go to all the way New York?
Yeah. So again, I watch a couple of his video, then I follow him everywhere that I can, Instagram and YouTube. And then I decide to take his workshop. I went 2 days workshop in New York City in his studio, and it was one of the best experiences I ever had. I mean, it's funny that he didn't touch about technical issue. Anybody has. I think he talked about it for 10 minutes. He say, okay, you want a setting? Okay. F5.6, shutter speed 200, and ISO 200. That's it. Let's go, people. And that's it. And the other, you know, the whole 2 days we were talking about how to talk to subject, how to control them, how to pull the string, what to do for them to listen to you. I came back. I still couldn't do what I wanted to do. So I reached out to some of the mentor in his group, which was in Washington, D.C. Shout out to John Meadow. And he said, come on to my studio. And I went over there for 2 hours, take his time. I took my daughter. She was our model. So we start practicing and then clicked. And I came back, I start offering headshot, and I can say that I'm happy with the result right now, finally.
Well, it's good to know, because, you know, Rich, I know you always say that better to offer some additional services and give your clients maximum value when they're going to hire you, give them an excuse to hire you for more. I mean, if your agent needs headshots, they're going to hire somebody. So they might as well, you might as well give them the opportunity to hire you. They're going to pay somebody. So you might as well be the one that they pay. So,
and I just, you know, if I'm going to do a headshot, I just bring my 70 to 200 on me, and I go to the backyard of the house, and I can always find a piece of shade, and I got no problem doing headshots with just a green bush behind them. So it doesn't have to be studio, but I just want to say really quickly, I'm with you as far as Peter Hurley. He's ace in my books, mainly because he said that it's not about, you know, when we're starting to shoot weddings and people and whatever we're shooting at the beginning, even real estate, we're shooting settings. We're shooting lighting positions and settings and this and that. We're not connecting with our subjects. We're not really shooting people. And it's so important to shoot your subject, to connect, even to connect with the room that you're photographing. Are the pillows right? Does everything look good? Is it the right composition? All those things are much more important than you know, just push, than dealing with the technical and the shutter speed and this and that. You just got to connect with your subject. So awesome, man.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
So Nima, I have a question for you that I'm going to bring you all the way back to before you started photography. But before I do that, I want to mention a quick message. And I know we're talking about hanging out in Vegas. In Vegas, we hung out with our good friend Herb from HD Photo Hub, who's another one of our sponsors. I don't know if you got a chance to meet him, Nima. I don't know if you hear my dog barking in the background. Anyway, so yeah, Herb's a great guy. HD Photo Hub is a good sponsor. And for people who are not familiar with HD Photo Hub, go check it out. It's a great platform for real estate photographers, an all-in-one solution, payment collection, online ordering, scheduling, photo delivery, websites. I mean, everything is in there. I've used them tons. I mean, I don't really deliver websites for my clients personally, but when I do, you know, HD Photo Hub is the guy, and that, you know, they're always coming out with new features, new templates and all that stuff. So for people that want to offer a platform for their photographers, for their agents, I'm sorry, to download their images and have a property website, check them out, hdphotohub.com. Again, hdphotohub.com. And thanks, Herb from HD Photo Hub, for being with us again this year. So back to the question I was going to ask you, Nima. You said you came to the U.S. in 2001, and you became an agent in 2010.
Yes.
And you have a degree in civil engineering. So what were you doing for those 9 years? Was it photography related? Was it completely a totally different industry?
No, I mean, I had, when we came here, obviously, I have to start working in first week. I find a work in the construction company, and I was going over there, not as an engineer, just cleaning the mess after they done. So that was my, basically my job. And the company moved to Florida after 6 months. And I couldn't go. I just came to Maryland, so I don't want to move again. So I have to find a plan for myself. And I said, I gotta get into some type of business. And the gas station business was something that came to my mind, because I have family and friend in that field. So I become a cashier in the gas station somewhere close to Baltimore City for about 9 months before they promote me to a manager, and from manager of one station to the second station. And in 3 years, I purchased my first gas station.
Oh, wow.
So it was, I still own the gas station, still working as a side job. I mean, I don't have to go over there, but it's working by itself. We have a system in place that doesn't need us to go over there. And yeah, that was a long story up to 2010. In 2010, I had enough time in my hands that, and I suck at playing golf. I get tired of scoring three digits. So I say, okay, let's find something else to keep me busy. And I get my real estate license and start from there. Again, 2015 was the beginning of my career as a photographer. And I never, ever imagined that I can get paid for photography. So here we are.
I'm with you, man. I can't believe I pinch myself every day. I get to take pictures for a living.
Awesome. You know, that story amazes me. And, you know, it's hearing people. It's funny. We all know each other from now and where we are in our lives now. But like hearing people's backstories always fascinates me because, you know, Rich, you had a whole completely different career before this. And you've been doing this for, what, 10 years or more even. And, you know, Nima, you came from overseas and had completely separate businesses and worked your way up at a gas station. It's just, you know, myself, I worked, like I said, for 7 years as a retoucher in the city while I was shooting weddings. So city meaning Manhattan. So, you know, it always fascinates me because we all know each other, where we are now in our lives and what we all do as real estate photographers. But, you know, in such a short lifespan, you know, people have so many different stories to tell. It's incredible. So,
yeah, I mean, it's hard to hear when somebody is complaining about not having the opportunity or not getting where they want to be when I can tell my story, that say, okay, all I had was $21,000. I came here, barely speak English. I made new 200 words. That's all. And now that I have a comfortable life. Now, I'm not saying that I achieved something special, but I have a comfortable life. So if I can do it, why don't you? I mean, stop complaining. I mean, just get to work. That's all I can say.
And as you said, it's not the number one thing on the realtor's list is not the image quality of the photos. And it is really about you, what you offer, what you bring to the program, and the things you offer. You know, if you can do your iGUIDE, or you're doing all kinds of things that, you know, headshots and things like that, and you're giving them what they need, they can't help but be happy and use you. And so, yeah.
I mean, the smallest thing make them happy that you it still amazed me. I mean, I go to the shoot and I call the agent. The agent said, okay, I don't have a, you know, lockbox set up at the property. I said, I'm going over there. Do you want me to pick it up at your office? I say, yes, it was on my way. I pick it up. It took me 2 minutes. But it makes him so happy that the best quality of photo cannot make him that much happy because I save him time. I mean, some small things like that, it's they never forget. So,
yeah, you know, I guess it's unfortunate in this industry that some of these agents care less about quality than they should. But I guess that's a reality of it. And I guess us as photographers or real estate photographers kind of have to get over it. As I know you've said a few times, Rich, it's real estate photography, get over it. And the lifespan of our images is so short that sometimes you have to just realize, like, you know, they don't care as much as we probably do. And,
yeah,
you know, just go in and, you know, make your reputation known just for the customer service, and you know you're willing to bend over backwards for your customers, and that's what's gonna, you know, win you these clients and these loyal clients that come back to you over and over, you know, even if you charge more than other people.
And Nima, when you mentioned you know that you asked the client, and I've been always telling people, newer photographers too, you've got an opportunity to talk to your agent. You know, I mean, at the beginning, they're probably going to be there the whole shoot with you. And, you know, you can have an opportunity to bring things up. So you bring up what's important to you. You start having a dialogue, a conversation. That's what's important. What's important is reliability. I would rather hire somebody that does 50% quality work 100% of the time than 100% work 50% of the time. It's consistency, and it's what they can expect. And that's how you get called back and you get referred, because that's all about what it is all about. And you know what? When people complain about this and complain about that, you are right on. You can make it happen, man. And it's like, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel. And if I can do it, anybody, trust me, anybody can do it. But it's really, I show up and I'm happy to be there and I give good work too. But you know what? I'm reliable, and that's what people like. That's what they want.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, as I said, the smaller thing that is matter the most to them. And if you have a system that you don't miss this small thing, they will remember, and they would be grateful, and they refer friends and you know, colleague to you. That's how I grow my business. I mean, it's just word of mouth. And recently I start being in the different groups and pay for advertisement and this kind of stuff to just get into the certain type of agents, high producers, and you just have to listen to the market. That's all I can say. And ask for help. I mean, people like you, Rich, or my coach Tony Colangelo, which I love that guy. I mean, he took my work to the, you know, another level just by his tutorial. Gary Gomez, another one. You guys, with what you do in podcasts, my friend, Cindy James, that every time I have a problem, I can call somebody and ask for help, and they can help you without even hesitation. We have a good community of people here. So reach out to them and take your business to the next level. That's the only thing I can say to the newbie.
I think lately I've been asking you for help more than you've been asking me for help.
No.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Never happened.
Great. Awesome.
Well, let me ask you, Nima, as we run low on time. So you shot 850 houses last year, and obviously this year aside, because of the pandemic, who knows what's going to really happen in the long run. But you know, what's your ultimate goal now, for not specifically this year because of everything, but you know, for this year in a normal situation, or next year? I mean, are you looking to just keep scaling up and get as much volume as you can and just keep growing, or start building a team? Where do you see yourself in 5 years with your business?
I mean, I didn't see too much effect of everything that's going on in my business. I can say I get easier because number of shoots stay the same. Now everybody's asking for iGUIDE as an extra, which is going to add 30 to 45 minutes on every shoot. When you shoot four or five shoot, it adds up, and it's going to eat 3 to 4 hours of your day. That's the only thing that I see. As far as business, it didn't affect us that much. Market is still busy. People are selling houses. It's a seller market, so we're good to go. But as far as my goal, I think in the next 5 years, I don't want to shoot 850 houses myself in 5 years. I get tired. I'm sure I'm going to get tired. So I'm trying to add at least one or two more people in the next 5 years to help me with a load that we have, and again, pick type of a house that I want, I really like and enjoy shooting.
Awesome. Well, you know, God bless you, because five houses in a day, 6 days a week, geez, man, I give you credit. Like, I shoot two or three on a busy day, and I'm just done. I can't do it. But Look, it is.
But my picture doesn't look like yours, so I think.
Well, look, we have different business models, so we can't. You know, it's not apples to apples, but nevertheless, yeah, you know, what you're saying is true, though. You know, shooting 5 houses a day, 6 days a week. I mean, you're going to burn yourself out. I mean, you can't. You know, you're a fairly young guy. You can't physically do that for the next 20, 30 years of your life. You're going to lose it. You know, your body's going to fall apart in 10 years. So, you know, just to know that you have that option of being able to still scale up and not lose work, but bring other people on and not shoot 30 houses a week. That's great.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. So we're running low on time. Rich, do you have any final questions for Nima as we kind of wind down?
No, man, Nima, it's just what a pleasure. And I just think of you with fondness because, I mean, to see somebody that you like and respect as a person, but then to become successful at doing what we do is just what it's all about. So I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Awesome. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Nima. And as I mentioned, I think I'm going to be down in Baltimore shooting this summer. So
I can't wait.
First drinks on me.
Okay.
Anyway, cool. So, Rich, I know Nima uses the iGuide, and iGuide is our third and final sponsor of the night. So,
we have close a out with
iGuide.
iGuide, Nima, I'll just bring it up. What do you like the most? What do you use iGuide with for? Are you using it for the 360s, the floor plans? What are you using them with?
Real quickly. I mean, I offer the whole package when they order. I have a combo package that combine iGuide and photo in one. And as a bonus, I throw property website with hdphotohub.com. Obviously, is in one of the company that I use, and I offer that one extra. Obviously, floor plan comes with that one. They don't have to pay any extra, and they are just great companies. The support, customer service is pretty good, and I'm very, very happy to have that in my business. I think it was the right decision a year and a half ago because I just scanned about 150,000 square feet of house only in April with iGuide, so it was a good decision.
If people want to know, it's really their turnkey solution if you're looking to expand your real estate business. You can add 3D tours, laser accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans. And it's really fast. It's like, I think you could do a smallish middle-sized house in about 20 minutes. So, you know, it's not super involved and super complicated, and it's great equipment. I like their cameras and stuff, but you can just go to iGuide.com.
Go iGuide. Go iGuide.com.
Thank you. I was doing so well. Yeah. Just visit goiguide.com and learn more. But you give them a thumbs up.
We got a coupon code, Rich, for people that want to learn about iGuide.
Great. Great.
Shooting Spaces. Pretty easy enough. Shooting
Spaces. Our listeners can get their first 5 iGuides for free by adding the coupon code Shooting Spaces in the referral section at purchase. I'm so
glad. If you have any questions about iGuide, just call me. Call Nima. Or call me.
I was trying to be really smooth with this, segue Nima in with firsthand information about iGuide and then try and read off the I'm going to get better at it, I promise. Okay.
Well, Nima, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure. And hopefully when I get down there, I'll see you this summer. And, keep on trucking with your business. It's doing really well, and I'm happy to hear. It's excellent stuff.
Thank you.
I want to hear.
Thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
I want to hear at the end of this year, 1,500 homes by you.
Wow.
That's my goal for you. You better get on it.
We'll see. You have a good time with your family, though. Your kids are getting older. You got to spend time with them. And you got to balance that out. But you're doing great, man. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all the help.
Great. Okay.
All right. Cool, Rich. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Let's add in, if you haven't subscribed to Shooting Spaces, please do so. And check out shootingspaces.net, We have all our webinars and we have our presets and all that really good stuff out there.
Cool.
And I learned a lot of stuff there.
I think we need a new webinar soon, Rich.
Let's
start getting
Nima, what should we do a new webinar on? Think about it. Let me know.
Sure.
Okay. Something sure. We can teach people. But, you know, and we've got that Ask the Guys, right, Brian?
We can use some of those. We got, this new season underway, and we need to fill in some of those gaps with some questions. We have a few, but, you know, I know, I don't know if everyone's fully back to work yet, but I would imagine most people are getting their act together. But if you still have some downtime, come up with some good questions and send them over to us, and Rich and I will do our best to try to answer.
Great. And as always, I want to thank Nima and Brian and everybody out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. Just be sure to go out there and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.